Song Song Hao.
早上好。
I'm sorry I was late. I'm a little sick, so my energy level will be a little lower today.
但是他今天身体有点不好，有点晚了一点，而且他觉得能量不太够。
So I believe one thing that we all might agree upon is that our world is in trouble.
我认为呢，有一件事情我们大家都同意，就是我们的世界有很大的问题。
America is in trouble, and something needs to be done about it.
美国实在是有很大的问题，我们需要做点什么。
Now we might not agree upon the solution.
我们不一定会同意我们该做到底做什么。
I mean, many of us would say that we need to reform our government, which is a valid statement.
有的人认为我们要改革我们的政府，当然是正确的。
Others might claim that our schools, our places of education, need more attention.
有的人觉得那个学校，也就是我们教导小孩子的地方，需要我们的专注。
And they're probably right also.
也可能也是对的。
Still others might point to the church.
当然还有人觉得是教会的问题。
And I can see the reasoning behind that stance.
我觉得那个也是有道理的。
But here's the problem when we place blame on the government, the church, or the schools.
当然问题是我们在抱怨政府、学校和教会的时候。
We place blame on an institution.
我们抱怨是一个机构。
And is that really where the problem lies?
那是真的是问题所在吗？
Dr. Adrian Rogers put it this way.
那个 Rogers 医生是这样讲的。
The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart.
人类问题的核心就是人心的问题。
For a paper that I did for my last class.
我写的那个最后上一个课程的一个作业。
I did a word study of the word spirit.
我研究了一下这个灵 spirit 这个字到底是什么意思。
I looked at it in every single language that I could find, which ended up being about 30-40 different languages.
我找的到底每一种的语言到底关于这个灵这个精神这个spirit 这个字到底什么意思？我找了30-40种不同的语言。
And in each one of those languages, it meant either heart, mind, or breath.
在不同的语言上，它的那个意思都是一样的，或者是心，或者是心思意念，或者是那个讲出来的话。
So medical doctors determine that we're dead when we can no longer breathe, our heart stops beating, or we have no more brain waves.
那医生决定一个人死的时候，就是根据他能不能心脏还能不能跳，能不能那个呼吸。
So then, can I say that the word spirit, which means heart, mind, or breath, really means life?
那我可以不可以说精神spirit 是不是它表达死人的那个心思、人的心理和人的呼吸，是不是表示就是人整个的生命呢
？And if I can say that,
如果我可以那样说的话
，then I should be able to say.
那我就可以说
，the spirit of the human problem is the problem of the human spirit.
那我也可以用同样的那个话来说，人类的精神，人类问题的精神就是人的精神问题，人性的精神。
So in other words,
也就是说
if we want to change our world,
如果我们想改变这个世界的话
we need to change someone's heart.
我们应该改变某些人的心
or someone's spirit,
或者是他们的精神
or someone's life,
或者是他们的生命。
I like how Albert Schweitzer said it. He's a... Go ahead.
那个Albert Schweitzer 这个人
He's the famous 20th century German Nobel Peace Prize winning missionary, doctor, and theologian.
他是一个20世纪德国的一个 非常有名的一个诺贝尔奖获得者，他是个宣教的医生，也是一个神学家。
And he said it this way.
他是这样说的。
A man can only do what he can do.
一个人只能做他力所能做的。
But if he does that,
如果他尽力而为的话，
each and every day,
他每天都可以，
he can sleep at night,
他可以安然睡觉，
and do it again the next day.
那第二天接着做。
If we are called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ,
如果我们被呼召来宣扬主耶稣的福音，
and we do that with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, or our life,
如果我们尽心尽性尽力尽意尽力全生命的去做，
then we can sleep at night and get up and do it again the next day.
那我们就可以晚上被安然睡觉，第二天起来接着再继续做。
That's the heartbeat of a champion.
那就是一个得胜者的心动。
So here's an interesting story I'd like to share with you. You know I'm a big story guy.
我有一个故事跟你们分享，你们知道我很喜欢讲故事。
So a man was sleeping at night in his cabin in the woods when suddenly the room filled with light and the Lord and Savior appeared.
有一个人他住在一个森林里边的小茅屋里边，突然在夜里边那个房间里边充满着亮光，主耶稣向他显现。
So the Lord told the man he had work for him to do and showed him this giant large rock in front of his cabin.
主跟他讲事情让他做，安排一个事情给他做，然后就指着他那个小茅屋前面有块很大的石头。
So the Lord told him, this is what I want you to do.
那个主耶稣就跟他说，这就是我让你做的事情。
I want you to push against this rock with all of your might.
他说我需要你每天就是尽你所能的去推动这块石头，推这块石头。
I'm sorry. So after the first day,
一天以后，
and he pushed the rock as long as he could.
他尽他所力的，尽所能的去推这块石头。
He asked the Lord, what do I need to do next?
他就问主耶稣说，我下面就是干什么呢？
Lord said, push the rock.
主说你继续推。
So, next day he pushed the rock.
第二天他又继续推。
Same thing, asked the Lord.
他又来问。
Lord says, push the rock.
主说那继续推。
Finally, at one point in time,
有一天，
the man knew that what he was supposed to do was push the rock.
有一天他最终明白了说他要做的事情就是推这块石头。
So he pushed the rock each and every day, and many years passed by.
所以他一直的推，推了那个好多年以后。
He toiled with this from sun up to sundown.
他觉得很疲劳，每天从早到晚就干同样的事情。
He squared his shoulders up, and he pushed, and he pushed, and he pushed.
他那个用尽他的肩膀来每天来不断的推。
Each night,
他每天晚上，
when the man returned to his cabin, he was sore, worn out, and he was feeling that his whole day was spent in vain.
他每天晚上他回到他的小茅屋的时候，他就觉得他自己非常的累，非常的酸疼，而且他每这一天的日子又浪费了。
Seeing that the man was showing signs of discouragement, Satan decided to enter the picture by placing thoughts into the man's mind.
当看到这个人看到他有这个很疲劳的这样一种迹象的时候，那个魔鬼撒旦就打算加入，在他的心里边放下一些话。
Satan says,
Satan 说，
You have been pushing against that rock for a long time and it hasn't budged.
你推这个石头已经推了很长时间了，但是仍然是巍然不动。
Why kill yourself?
你看看你自己吧。
You're never going to be able to move it.
你永远也不会推动这块石头。
I guess that's one benefit of being having a cold, huh? This gave the man the impression that the task was absolutely impossible.
所以他让这个人觉得做这件事情是永远都不可能的事。
It made him feel like a failure.
他觉得他是一个失败者。
He was discouraged and disheartened, and the man even said to himself, "Why kill myself over this?"
他就是非常的灰心，他就问自己说："我为什么要做这样一件事情？"
So then he thought, well, I'll obey the Lord, but I'm just going to give more minimal effort.
Yeah, 那我想我既然我还要听主的话，顺从他，那我就少用点力气吧。
That should be good enough.
那就足够了。And
then, and that he planned to do until one day he decided to make this a matter of prayer.
那他有一天他就觉得他跟主这样祷告一下，问问主的意思是怎么样。
And so he took his troubled thoughts to the Lord.
He
said, God, I've labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength and effort into doing what you asked me to do. Yet after all this time, I've not even budged this rock even a half a millimeter. What's wrong? Why am I failing? To this, the Lord responded very compassionately. My friend, when I asked you to serve me, and you accepted it, I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all your strength, which you have done. Never once did I mention that I expected you to move it. Your task was to simply push. And now you come to me with your strength spent, thinking that you failed? But is this really so? Look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled. Your back is sinewed, shaped, and brown, and your hands are calloused from the constant pressure. Your legs have become like pillars, massive and strong. So through opposition, you have grown much. Your abilities now surpass what you used to have. Yet you haven't moved the rock. But your calling wasn't to move the rock. It was to be obedient and push it, to exercise your faith and your trust in my wisdom. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, my son, I will move the rock. You know, at times when we hear a word from God, we tend to use our own intellect to decipher what he wants. When simply all God wants is our obedience and our faith and our heart and our life. So it's important for us to remember that we need to exercise the faith that can move mountains, but it is still God who will make those mountains move. That's the heartbeat of a champion. Have you guys been watching the Olympics? No? My two favorite countries have the most medals. We are dominating, aren't we? Why did the other countries even show up? Well, Tuesday night, I watched Michael Phelps swim the 200-meter butterfly.
Michael Phelps 200-meter
and his nemesis, Chad Lacoste, was taunting him that week. He's shadow boxing in front of him and doing everything he can to try and get into Michael Phelps' head. So Phelps just spent time thinking, reflecting, and listening to his music and never engaged in it.
And the
results were, Michael Phelps won by a great margin, and Lacoste didn't even place in the medals. He finished fourth. That's when he landed his 20th gold medal and his 24th Olympic medal.
So, 那个菲利普斯得到了第二十块的金牌，并且二十四块的奥林匹克的奖牌。
And that race was the most important to him, he told.
他说那个是他最重要的一场一个比赛。
Because he vindicated the loss to Lacoste in 2012.
因为他在那个2012年伦敦奥林匹克的时候，他在这个项目上输给了Lacoste，他今天复仇了。
And he showed at the age of 31, hard work, determination, and heart, the heart of a champion can persevere.
他向我们证明说，作为31岁的老将，那个努力的工作，他的心，他的那个，他仍然是可以，坚守，坚持到底。
But there was another story of an Olympian.
还有另外一个故事。
His name is Eric Musambani.
他的名字叫Eric Musambani.
And he made a splash, pun intended, in the 2000 Summer Olympics.
2000年的那个奥林匹克时候，引起了关注，2000年。So
ironically, though, the interesting part of the story,
有意思的是这个故事,
is that Eric never seen an Olympic-sized pool before going to the Olympics.
在他的国家里面，从来没见过一个奥林匹克那个大小的这样的游泳池。
And it was only months before that he actually started swimming.
那他开那个比赛之前几个月之前才开始真正的锻炼训练怎么游泳。
So this Equatorial Guinea, that's the country, native, gained entry into the Olympics through a wild card for athletes from developing countries.
那在赤道旁边的圭尼亚，他那个得到一个特别的允许来参加这个奥林匹克，因为那些国家没有一个基本的能够训练运动员那个基本的场所，所以他得到一个特别的允许来参加这个奥运会。
They don't have the elaborate training facilities, so this was a way of reaching out to them. So Musambani competed in the 100-meter freestyle qualifying race. And he lost miserably. But his perseverance wowed all the fans all over the world. He too has the heartbeat of a champion. But let me talk about the greatest champion of all time. Jesus Christ. The night that Christ was betrayed, what did he do? He knew death was coming. So he spends time with his disciples. Before Jesus went to the garden that night, the last words he spoke to the disciples, as recorded in John, were this. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous. I have conquered the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。Christ
is the flawless example of someone with the heartbeat of a champion.
基督是一个完美的，一个有那个优胜者心动的这样一个。
He persevered and he completed the task right before him. He was obedient. He endured the agony of the cross, the shame of the crucifixion, the beatings, the scorn, the name-calling, and the knowledge that a crowd would rather free a criminal rather than free him. And mostly, he bared the burden of the sin of all of us placed on him. Jesus conquered death. And he overcame its grip to gain his throne. Even though he had the power of the universe, or rather the maker of the universe, right in his hands, he remained humble and submitted to the will of his Father. He emerged victorious. In his message to the seven churches in Revelation, Christ gave a challenge. So let me paraphrase it. If you ever come, I will be there with you at the victor's stand. As Christians, we are to develop the heartbeat of a champion. We're to overcome the world and all of its vices that are presented before us. Each and every one of us are called to complete the task that God has given us and fix our eyes right on Him and endure the race to the very end.
完成我们的任务，来把我们定睛在他的身上，来得胜。
So please, we read with finally Revelation 2:1-7.
那我们从来读这个启示录第一到第七节，我们先读第一节到第二节。你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说我知道你的行为、劳碌、忍耐。 也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。下面，你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。 你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而，你还有一件事可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党的人的行为。这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中的生命树的果子赐给他吃。好，谢谢。 并不乏倦。
凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的我必将神乐园中生命的果子赐给他吃。好，谢谢。
So let me recap two of the verses, verses 3 and 7.
我来再读一下第三节和第七节。
It says, you have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
是这样说的，你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
So what does this mean?
那这个是什么意思呢？
How can we be victorious?
我们怎么能够得胜呢？
Well, I think the scriptures teach us to be imitators of God.
那个我认为那个圣经告诉我们说，我们应当成为那个要效法神。
To be inspired by the work of Christ.
被主耶稣的工作所激励，所启发。
Not just revere it or honor it, but to actually do it.
不是只是说去表现一下，或者是盛赞一下，而是真正的去做。
So Ephesians 5, 1 to 2 tells us this.
以弗所书那个第五章一到二节是这样说的。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
我们大家一同来读。所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们守了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
So listen, if we imitate Christ,
我们听着，如果我们要去效法神的话，
How literal are you willing to go?
那你真的是愿意走多远呢？
What if we just gave ourselves up to him?
那我们完全把我们交给他。
What if we served others like he did?
我们能不能像他去服侍别人一样的去服侍别人呢？
What if we lived the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves?
我们能不能像他一样去爱我尽心尽心尽意尽力的爱我们主，并且爱人如己呢？
That would give us the heartbeat of a champion.
那就是真正的一个得胜者的心动。
We walk in his love.
我们在他的爱里边行走。
And we make ourselves a love offering to God.
我们也把我们自己当作一个爱的一个祭物献给神。
And I mean, to imitate God means to be as just like him as best we can.
那个去效法神就是像他一样，尽我们所能的像他一样。
Many young boys are trying to be imitators of Michael Phelps.
好多那个年轻人很像模仿那个模仿这个菲尔普斯。
Which I think teaches us all that we long to have a heartbeat of a champion.
那就告诉我们说我们怎么样真的是有这样一种模仿那个优胜者的这样一种心态。
But the imitation of God goes as far back as Leviticus 11:45.
但是那个效法神就像那在利未记里边所告诉我们的一样。
God said, be holy, for I am holy.
上帝说圣洁就像我，你们要圣洁就像我的圣是圣的一样。
And the word holy simply means to be set apart.
圣洁就意思是说把它放在边上，把它分别出来。
Do we as a church feel set apart from this world?
我们是不是跟世界已经分别出来了？作为一个教会，我们是不是已经跟世界分别出来了呢？
Are we stuck in the proverbial rat race of becoming an American?
我们是不是那个变得也不断的像美国一样的呢？
What dream do we chase?
我们寻找的梦想是什么呢？
The dream of success?
我们想变得更加成功吗？
Or the dream of sainthood?
还是变得像个圣徒一样。
So, Jesus gave us a starting point for being an imitator of God. And he did this in a Sermon on the Mount. The first step is for us to mourn over our sin with a broken and contrite spirit. We all fall short of the glory of God with our sin. And the wages of that sin is death. But through Christ, we can have eternal life. Our spirit is transformed. But it requires full obedience and giving over your spirit, which is your life, to Him. So I borrowed an idea from the internet which says imitation brings success. We often do the hard things in life by imitating. I mean, by listening to someone else's English and then repeating it. And as hard as you try for 10 years, listening to the Chinese and trying to imitate that. I mean, if you were all standing, I could say, "请坐," and I would know you would sit. Hopefully that sounds like good morning church. And the simple one, "ni hao." You now know all of my Chinese. And I tried, but it was not something that I could succeed at without pouring myself into it. And after being here 10 years, in some ways I kind of regret that I didn't start 10 years ago. But I can honestly say that every one of you inspires me because you're able to speak two languages, which I cannot. And those of you who came to America like this, and for you weak ones, it was like this, right? Carrying your two bags, taking that risk to come to our country, that is the heartbeat of a champion. And if you think about the Israelites, when they left Egypt for the so-called promised land, they took what they could carry, followed a pillar of fire with the heart of a champion. David was said to be called a man after God's own heart. Charles Spurgeon said it this way. The apostles urged us to give and forgive.
And
if you are imitators of God,
如果你是神的这个效仿者
give,
你给吧。
For he is always giving.
因为他那个一直在给。
Give. For if he were not to give, our lives would end. Page 7. Sure. Did you space out for a second? Were you praying, right?
No.
Farmley was praying. Sorry. Thank God for him. If you are imitators of God, give, for he is always giving. Give. If he were not to give, our very lives would end. So you wanted them to hear that 3 times. Twice in English, once in Chinese.
Yes.
So give, excuse me, for he gives unto men all liberty and upbraids not, which means he does not speak to us in anger. And every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above.
他给所有的人，并且他不是不会那个烦怒，他的所有的一些好处都是从上面来的。
Be you imitators of God.
你那个效仿神。
The constant generous giver.
是一个不变的。
Who spared not his only son.
他并且舍弃他的唯一的儿子。
Thanks be to God for this unspeakable gift.
为这个无法用话语来形容的这样一个礼物来感谢神。
Then comes that which to most men and women is a harder task.
那接下来就是对所有的人来说都是一个很难的一个任务。
But which to a Christian is an absolute delight.
对基督徒来说是应该是一个喜乐的事情。
Is forgiveness.
就是要饶恕。
God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us.
因为在基督里边，上帝饶恕了我。
Think for a second.
想一想。
Who have you not forgiven?
你还有谁你没有饶恕？
Because it is through forgiveness that we grow.
因为我们因着我们的饶恕，我们才能成长。
And Jesus spoke quite a bit about the heart.
那主耶稣讲很多关于心的事。
In the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
他在那个登山宝训上说，那个心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
And keep in mind, heart, spirit, essence, mind, all kind of meaning the same thing. So blessed are the pure in spirit, for they will see God.
他说那个心那个精神那个心灵那个都是同样的事情，所以你可以说那个灵里边那个清洁的人有福了，他们必得见神。
He told his disciples, "Don't set your heart on food and drink. Don't set your spirit on food and drink."
不要专心，就是不要专心在那个吃什么喝什么，也就不要把你的心灵放在这个你的食物和饮料上面。
He wasn't saying that it's not important. He was just reminding us not to make that our first priority.
他并不是说这个吃和喝不重要，他只是说不要把这件事情当作一个最大的优先。
He gave us a difficult passage when he said, "Anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart."
他给我们一个很简单的一个命令，说任何人看着一个女人就起淫念的话，他实际上在内心里边已经犯了奸淫了。
And that tells us the heart, the spirit, is the center of our very being.
那就是说我们的内心，我们的心灵是我们那个生命的，我们整个人的真正的那个核心。
And in the spirit of the law, it also tells us if you are angry at someone, you have committed murder in your heart.
那个属灵的道理告律告诉我们说，如果你在心里面恨人，恨某个人的话，你真的已经犯了这个杀人罪。
That's so powerful, isn't it?
是非常的厉害，非常有力。
The power of God in our hearts. He wrote His laws on our heart so that no one can have an excuse.
上帝的那个律在我们的心里面，如果我们不听的话，我们没有什么借口。
He said this also, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
他还说，我们心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
But also, out of the curses of the heart, the mouth complains, puts down, and devastates the spirit of others.
因为心里面充满了这个仇恨 和这个咒诅，所以他就讲出很多让人那个对人伤害人的话。
So let me sum that. All of our actions,
所有的我们的行为,
all of our sins,
所有我们的罪,
all of the terrible things that we do,
所有我们做的很糟糕的事情,
every problem we experience in our world today revolves around one thing.
所有这个世界上的问题都最后集中到一件事情。
Our heart.
我们的心，内心。
Our spirit.
我们的那个心灵。
Our spirit as a church.
我们的作为一个教会的一个心灵。
Our spirit as a country.
我们一个国家的这样一个心灵。
Can we become like-minded?
我们能否我们那个同心合一？
Which is another way the scriptures tell us to imitate God.
就是另外一个那个圣经告诉我们来效仿神的一个方面。
And can we ask ourselves these questions?
我们能不能问我们自己这样一些问题？
Why do we sin?
我们为什么会？
Why do we hurt other people?
我们为什么要伤害别人呢？
Why do we say things we shouldn't say?
为什么我们要说一些我们不应该说的话呢？
Why do we do things we shouldn't do?
为什么我们做一些不该做的事情呢？
Simply because our hearts are not right. In another passage, Jesus reminds us of an extremely, extremely important truth. He said, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Your heart follows the things you value.
你所真正看重的事情，东西，你的心就会跟着。
How many of you here, when you came with your two bags, came without Christ? I don't want you to answer. That's a rhetorical question.
到这。你们想一想，当你们来到这里的时候，你们那个时候认不认识基督
？How many of you, once you were here, were led to Christ?
Led to Christ.
Follow me.
有多少人来以后来跟随基督
？If those statements are true, it was not to come here to go to college.And get a PhD and work and live in Howard County. God's purpose for you, God's purpose for the heartbeat of the champions that came with two bags was eternal life.
如果这是对的话，那上帝给你真正的目的不是说你得到一个很好的一个工作，能住在这个Howard County， 而是让你得到一个永恒的生命。
Let me kind of.Put a period on that.
No, 那个看给给一个让来把这事情那个结在这里结束。
What were the things that mattered to Christ?
那什么事情对主耶稣更重要呢
？What did Jesus treasure?
主耶稣看重什么
？If we are going to have that heartbeat of a champion.We need to know how the ultimate champion, Jesus Christ himself, the champion over death, we need to know how he lived.
那如果我们有一个冠军的这种心态，这个心动，我们应该了解主耶稣作为真正的冠军，他的心动到底是什么。
Jesus had a heart for people, not for things. He had a heart for relationships and religion and communion and community.
他的主耶稣是专心在人的身上，而不是专心在事的身上。他专心在这个那个一个关系上面，而不是在这个宗教上面。
The greatest man in the world, we don't really know about how many things he owned during his lifetime.
这个世界上最伟大的一个人，但是我们不知道他在世界上的时候，他到底拥有了什么东西。
Now he was directly related to the one who owns everything, the cattle, the houses, etc.
并且他跟这个直接跟这个。拥有千山的牛万山的羊的这样一个天赋有直接的关系。
But in his life in us, now we never see Jesus being very concerned about the things in the world.
但是那个我们就看到主要是在地上的时候他并没有对世界上的东西有什么样的关心。
As a matter of fact, he reminds us that we shouldn't worry about these things.
他告诉我们说我们不需要为这些事情来。
He said, look at the birds. Look at the flowers. If God takes care of them, why don't you think he'll take care of you? Brothers and sisters, those things are temporary. They don't last. But our soul does.And our relationships last past death.
我们的关系一直比死亡还要长久。
In my heart,
在我的心里边
still lives my mom.
在我的心里边我的妈妈仍然活着。
The things she said,
她讲的话
the things she did,
她做的事。
And I've never met.A dying man who said, I wish I spent more time at the office. The biggest regret people have is not fulfilling relationships to the level that God wants them to.
从最大的后悔就是没有那个满足到神所希望我们所满足的那样一种人与人的关系。
In case you missed it, Jesus also replied in Matthew 8:20, "Foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lie his head."
最后我们也再读一下主耶稣说的，好，我们大家一同来读哈。主耶稣说。狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Things didn't matter to Jesus.
东西对主耶稣来说并不重要。
But each and every person did.
但是每一个人对他来说都很重要。
If someone was sick, he healed them.
如果有人有生病了，他就去医治他。
If they had a need, he met it.And he was never concerned about how much time it would take to do these actions. I don't believe that being busy is wrong. But I have a question. What are we busy doing?
忙的在做什么?
What is our priority?
我们的优先次序是什么?
Jesus knew that getting alone with the Father was crucial. There was no substitute for that.
耶稣认为跟天父独处是一件非常重要的事情，没有什么事情可以代替。
People were constantly wanting to be with him.
大家都很想
And why wouldn't they? And why wouldn't they?
那他为什么不呢?
If they were sick,
如果他们有病的话,
if they saw Jesus, they were hungry, they were thirsty, they see Jesus, He knows how to multiply food. He turned water into wine. Do you think that made him pretty popular?
Yeah, 如果他们有病的话，他们来找耶稣。如果他们饥饿，他们也来找耶稣。他耶稣知道怎么样使食物来增加，怎么样使水变成酒。你觉得他会不会使得这些事情会不会使他变得很受欢迎呢？
In 1 week,
在一个礼拜里面,
I will have completed the requirements for my second master's degree.
我会完成我那个第二个硕士学位。
And there's two things that I'd like to share with you.
两件事情我愿意跟你们分享一下。
Obtaining master's degrees taught me that I don't know anything.
我得到这个硕士学位让我知道我其实什么也不懂。
It showed me that there's more to learn than what I've learned.
告诉我说，有很多我没有学的东西比我学的东西要多得多。
And studying to be a counselor,
我学习做一个
therapist, counselor.
Yeah, counselor.
I learned one thing that I think is very good, strong for us all to take away.
我知道一件事情，我觉得非常的重要，希望大家能够带回去的。
That our primary objective is to meet the needs of others.
我们最主要的那个目标是要，使别人得到满足，别人的需要得到满足。
And the other objective as us as Christians,
另外一个我们作为基督徒的一个目标是,
is to be humble enough to ask someone else to help us.
我们应该谦卑，足够的谦卑，使得我们可以要求，请求别人来帮助我们。
And if you think about it, when you let people help you,
如果你想一想，如果让别人来帮你的话,
you brighten their spirit also.
也让他们的心灵受到光照。
Because we all have given, and we receive the joy of giving to them, don't we?
我们都是给的，所以我们用我们所得到的礼物来帮助别人。So
Jesus had a heart for the sick and the, not the healthy.
耶稣专心于病患。
He loved everyone.
他爱每一个人。
He loved the tax collectors and the sinners.
他也爱这些税吏和罪人。
He said to them, it's not healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick.
他说那个康健的人不需要医生，而是有病的人才需要。
He spent time helping those who were hurting.
他花时间来帮助那些受伤害的人。
But when you look at the miracles,
但是如果你看他所行的神迹的话,
and you see how he healed people,
你看他如何的来医治病人的话,
we tend to skip over the true healing, which is the healing he gave them in their spirit.
我们通常忽略了真正的医治，就是医治人的内心，人的心灵。
Because he changed their life.
因为他改变了他们的生命。
Which means he changed their spirit.
那他改变了他们的心灵。
Jesus really didn't care much for tradition.
他，耶稣也不是很
And that really is one of the things that got him into trouble.
那也是为什么他遇到了麻烦。
So Jesus had a heart for the future, not the past.
耶稣是专注于未来，而非过去。
Many of us in church suffer from the 7 words that are just poison in a church.
我们在教会里边经常被这几个字来。
We never done it that way before. See, change can be good.
改变可以是好的。
Prayer changes things.
祷告也改变事情。
Prayer changes hearts.
祷告改变我们的心。
Prayer changes spirits.
祷告改变我们的心灵。
And those spirits change the world.
那样的心灵改变世界。
And our church gets caught up in the past.
我们有的时候被过去所束缚。
We struggle with what we've done. Instead of dreaming about what we can do. Let's let go of the past, ladies and gentlemen. Let's look to the future. Let's look to the change of spirits of each and every one of the spirits in this room, each human spirit. Let's look forward to seeing lives transformed. Let's stop being judgmental of one another. Let's enjoy each other's company. And let us do all of this as we did on the first Sunday of every month. As he told us to do. To do this in the remembrance of me. So he's telling us not to dwell on the past. He was reminding us that our hearts, our soul, our spirit, our mind are to be focused solely on him. His priority must become our priority. His thoughts must become our thoughts. His heart must become our heart. Please keep these things in mind. And if it's not right in your own life at this point, remember the four areas of heart that Jesus touched. And it's time for us to make them right. It's time for us to have the heartbeat of a champion. Amen.